W.C. White comments.
In 1930, W.C. White made the following observations.
You will observe as you read those statements, concerning two meals a day, that they are given as advice, not as commands.
I find among Seventh-day Adventists a willingness to listen to this advice and to put it into practice where it is most helpful.
There are very many of our people who are following the two-meal system with great benefit, and especially those who live under circumstances where they can have a late breakfast and a dinner in the middle of the afternoon. But most of our people who are engaged in employments where they must eat an early breakfast and a 12 o'clock dinner find it is for the benefit of their health to eat three light meals rather than two heavy ones. For children, the three light meals are much better than the two heavy meals. As my children were growing up, we undertook to follow the two-meal system, but finding we could not time the meals as they ought to be timed, we adopted the plan of giving a light lunch at night. On this program they have grown up healthy and hearty. Their grandmother, Sister E.G. White, knew of the plan we were following with our children and did not reprove us for it. I remember distinctly what Sister White used to say when the counsels in her writings were being enforced in an inappropriate way. She said, "Time and circumstances must always be taken into account." D.F.
535, W. C. White to R. W. Barnhurst, May 12, 1930.
For other E. G. White statements on the two-meal plan she followed, see.